USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine once again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause on Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots. The panel had investigated a possible link between the vaccine and several cases of rare blood clots, emphasizing that the vaccine's benefits outweigh the possible risks. Dr. Bill Moss with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News about the group that should be most concerned about any possible side effects.
Women between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age. That's the group that seems to be at highest risk for this very rare potential adverse event following receipt of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
And India is experiencing a massive second wave of coronavirus infections, recording nearly 1 million new cases in the last 3 days. Health officials have warned that the country's health system is near collapse as some hospitals are running out of medical oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A tense situation between the U.S. and Turkey could become worse after an historic declaration from President Biden about events that happened between 1915 and 1923. Wendy King reports.
The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
We may need to abandon our hopes of herd immunity. Mike Fortier has more.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says herd immunity against the coronavirus may be impossible to achieve.
Well, look, I don't think that we should be thinking about achieving herd immunity. I don't know that we ever achieve true herd immunity where this virus just stops circulating. I think it's always going to circulate at a low level. That should be the goal, to keep the level of virus down.
Dr. Gottlieb on CNBC Friday expects we may never get below 5,000 cases a day, but that's okay.
The bottom line is that the vulnerability of the American population is being dramatically reduced as a result of vaccination. And that's really what we need to focus on. We shouldn't focus just on cases alone. There will be cases, but we should focus on how many people are being hospitalized and getting sick from this virus. And that's going to dramatically decline as we roll out the vaccines.
According to the CDC, 27% of the U.S. population is completely vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And leaders in Southeast Asia are calling on the military junta in Myanmar to stop the killing and imprisoning of protesters. The statement came during a meeting of the Association of the Southeast Asian Nations with the leader of the coup in Myanmar present. Human rights groups estimate that police have killed more than 700 protesters since the February 1st coup that also saw the arrest of many members of the democratically elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. The Tetan Nation bloc also called on military leaders to open up talks with other political factions in the country to bring an end to the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.